you discovered something in your research with abductees, especially from a Christian perspective that you didn't have access to from the other two perspectives, how to actually stop alien abductions. And you would think that, you know, if MUFON was able to discover a way to teach people how they can stop alien abductions, that should be big news. You know, that should be widely accepted. Yet what you discovered was so controversial that it seems like a lot of them wanted to back off from that. Can you tell us about that?
Yes, and I think the reasoning for that is because if you accept what I have found in the research as being real, then you have to accept that God is real. And you have to accept that God's word, the Bible, is real. A lot of people aren't ready to do that. Most of the UFO, paranormal, metaphysical, New Age community are not Christians. They're everything but. Their belief systems that are entirely the opposite of Christianity. It was quite a shock. They were going, well, there's other ways to stop it too, you know. And we actually had a researcher, writer, Ann Druffel, that wrote a book, Stopping Alien Abductions, back in 2004, 2005. And she showed a number of different ways to stop. And one of the ways that she looked at higher power, the area that we had found, there was only one higher power that we had found. We hadn't found any other name that worked. No other name has been able to stop these experiences like what we found in our research. Not Muhammad.
I hate to interrupt. Can you repeat that last sentence again? For some reason, your audio and video is breaking up really bad. It was perfectly clear until you started talking about this part of the story. And there's probably a reason for that. But everybody in the chat, pray for the technology here that it's going to work out okay, because everything was clear and fine until that last thing, and it started breaking up. Would you mind repeating the last couple of sentences?
If I can remember where I was at.
you were saying that there was only one name that these...
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, and you know, we know why this is happening. Let me see if I can make sure we're clear here. What I came across was the only way to stop these experiences, to truly stop them from happening, was by invoking the name and authority of Jesus Christ. Nowhere in our research, in our questioning of other researchers, have we found this ability by using any other Mohammed or Buddha, you know, or any other name that might be out there that people classify as a deity. Only the name and authority of Jesus Christ is the one that's been able to work. And when she shared that work in her book, Ann Druffel, we had to clarify, we had to backtrack just for a second. And one of my partners in the Alien Resistance Group, Dr. Chris Ward at the time, he pulled a society. He says, this is very interesting that this book come out at this particular time in our research, because here we're saying that people have been able to stop the abduction experience, and there's only one way to stop it. Well, she's coming out and she's saying that there's different ways to stop it. That's confusing our work and confusing what we're finding. And I said, well, how do you think we need to deal with this? And he says, I feel that the warfare has been escalated. The enemy's on to what we're doing and what we found. And the enemy's trying to muddle the waters here, you know, with vocabulary. Because once we relooked at what we had found, it's not only that people have been able to stop the experience. Because, yes, I've seen other ways that people have been able to stop them. But it's to be able to terminate the experience as a life pattern. That's where the important part came in. And that's where we found that only a relationship with Jesus Christ was, and to be able to stop it from ever happening again.
So do you think some of the hesitation that you what was your experience like when you tried to talk with other people at MUFON that you know you found this way that people can get free of this thing and do you think what do you think the reason for their hesitation was?
Well, in the beginning, this is a response I got from MUFON. Nothing. Mm-hmm. And then I accepted that better than, you know, some nasty remarks. But those nasty remarks did come out, but they weren't from MUFON officials in the higher up. They were from MUFON members who were also state section directors, investigators like myself at the time. The lower ranks that had other belief systems and were not at, you know, not at the point where they would accept that only one belief. And, you know, I had to tell them, I said, I didn't go looking for this information. We had originally put a trying to ask questions in the beginning to see our research. Nobody, the question we put out there was a very simple question. Are Christians being abducted by aliens? And that was what we went after for our research. That one question, we wanted an answer for that. And we came back with two answers, you know, yes and no. And that puzzled us because it should have been very simple. They're either they aren't or they are. But the reason for the two answers is because we found out that there were two types of Christians. There were the Christians that, we termed them talk to talk. They made a profession of faith, you know, to Jesus Christ, but it never developed a relationship, a personal relationship with him. They were still dabbling in areas that that they shouldn't have been. You know, the Bible tells us not to. They were still dealing in the occult or paranormal relationship. And because of that personal relationship, they've been able to get their life pattern in a way that they weren't dabbling in those areas. They were able to shut those doors, and everything terminated from there on. So there was a major difference in the type of Christian, the walk, or the talk, the talk. The only problem is so many people would prefer being talk to talk, you know, because they feel that to be a walk the walk, you have to be accountable for things that you do. And a lot of people don't want to do that. You know, they don't want to be accountable for bad things or things that are ungodly. They want to continue through their life and have fun, whatever. You know, you can still have fun and be a believer in Jesus Christ, but they're still tempted by the world. They're still following the world's temptations. They're still being seduced by the world. And when we say the world as a Christian, we know who's behind that. And that's the demonic forces themselves to pull us away from that as Christians, to pull us away from a personal relationship, because that authority comes with the personal relationship and only with the personal relationship. That authority's not there if you're leaving the door, and that's something people need to be aware of. It's through a true relationship that that authority is able to work for you. And that's a choice. That's a choice you have to make. This whole thing is about a choice. You chose to dabble in those areas, but you also have to choose to close those doors if you want it to stop.
Yeah, definitely. And that's a really good point, too. It's not enough to say that, you know, well, I'm a Christian, so that should be enough. It's that personal relationship. That is the key. The personal relationship is what allows us as Christians, or really, you know, where Jesus allows us to exercise his authority over the enemy. And that's a really great point, and I'm glad that you made it, because I think that's a big thing that people miss. You know, there are times where somebody can, if they're going through an alien abduction and they call out the name of Jesus, he might help. But without that personal relationship, it's still kind of a crapshoot. But with the personal relationship, you can call out on the name of Jesus, and it'll not only stop the experience, stop the abduction, but it'll stop the pattern and break that curse in your entire life. And that's phenomenal, and that is so important.